synchronization. I mentioned in an earlier module that we would be coming back to notes, and this is the module in which we are going to do that. One of the really powerful features of the Brilliant 14 is its ability to synchronize content. If you're in a meeting and you wish to take your Brilliant with you, you could have any notes that you've taken in that meeting sync to your email account. You could sync lists, important reminders, and other information from your Brilliant to your email account or from the notes on your iDevice to your Brilliant. What's particularly nice about this feature is if you wish to take your Brilliant with you, type notes, and then sync them back to your iOS device, you don't have to have your device anywhere near you while you're taking notes. You can leave your phone at home, and then that information can be synced to your iOS device after you've taken notes on your Brilliant. I'm very pleased to show you how this works and can hopefully express with these demos the power of this feature. In order to synchronize accounts, you're going to need an email account, an iDevice with Bluetooth, and you'll need an application from the iOS App Store called Brilliant Sync. That's Brilliant, BrailliantSync, new word, Sync, SYNC. Find that application in the App Store and install it. When you open that application, you're going to have several options. I'm going to go into my Brilliant Sync app and show you what's available.
Brilliant Sync. Swipe. Brilliant Sync.
I just opened the Brilliant Sync app on my iOS device.
Brilliant Sync. Heading.
You're going to see a few headings in here. The very first one you're going to come to says...
Brilliant Sync. Heading.
Brilliant Sync. If I flick to the right...
Brilliant Device. Heading.
There is a Brilliant Device heading. This is where your device will be connected.
No device selected.
It says no device selected. I'm going to connect my Brilliant in just a moment.
Select device button.
There is a select device button. I'm just continuing to flick right through the application.
Accounts heading.
Here are accounts. These are email accounts. You could add your Gmail account, which is definitely the easiest to add because it doesn't require you to know any port information or IMAP information, server settings, anything like that. I have deleted my Gmail account, and I'm going to re-add it for purposes of this demonstration. But it's not the only type of account you can add. If you know your port numbers and server settings, you can add other email accounts as well. Also, you can have more than one email account in here. So you could have your Gmail account. You could have another personal account. You could have a work account. So you can use multiple accounts should you wish.
Add account button.
There is an add account button. I'm going to keep flicking right.
App information heading.
Here is app information for the Brilliant Sync app.
Version 1.19.
In this case, I have version 1.19 of the app.
Version 1.19.
And that's all that's here. That's all that's available on this screen. It's very simple. The first thing I want to do is to connect my Brilliant to the Brilliant Sync application. So I'm going to turn it on. And I also have Bluetooth turned on my iOS device. I'm now moving back to...
Select device button.
Select device, because I need to add my Brilliant before I can add any mail accounts. I'm going to double tap this.
Brilliant Sync back button.
And flick to the right.
Select device, heading. Cancel, button. Found devices, heading.
It says found devices, heading.
In progress.
And it shows me a number. And I put in the low beep to mask it because it involves my serial number for my Brilliant. This is the only Brilliant I know of around here. So this is definitely my device. If I flick to the right of that, it says in progress.
In progress.
That's all that's on this screen. So I'm going to flick back to this number. And double tap it.
Brilliant Sync, heading.
And my iOS device says Brilliant Sync, heading.
Brilliant device, heading.
I flick to the right and it says Brilliant device.
Connected.
And now it says that this device is connected. So my device is connected. I'm ready to add accounts so that I can sync material to and from my Brilliant. I'm going to flick to the right.
Accounts, heading.
There's the accounts heading. If I flick to the right again, I can...
Add account, button.
Add an account. I'm going to double tap to go in here.
Alert. Select account type. Select account type.
Now I get a dialog that asks me to select account type.
Select account type.
If I flick to the right.
Google button.
I can choose Google.
Other button.
or other.
Other button.
I'm going to flick back to Google, and I'm going to connect my Gmail account.
Google button.
Double tap on Google.
Forward dimmed button. Done button.
It took a moment for this page to load, and I've landed on a done button.
Done button.
I'm now going to flick to the right.
Back dimmed button.
I have a back button, which is dimmed. If I continue flicking right.
Forward dimmed button.
I have forward dimmed.
Address, accounts.google.com, secure and validated connection.
And it shows that I'm on a web page. It's accounts.google.com, and it tells me that it is a secure and validated connection.
Reload button.
I can reload this page.
Share button.
I can share it.
Open in Safari button.
I can open in Safari.
Choose an account, heading level 1.
And then, as I continue flicking right, I come to choose an account. And this is a heading.
To continue to.
And it says to continue to.
Brilliant Sync.
Brilliant Sync.
Kim Loftus. Gmail.com signed out button.
Here is my Gmail address. It shows my name, my Gmail address, and tells me that I am signed out. And again, I am using the low beep to mask my email address. If I flick to the right again.
Use another account button.
I have the option to use another account.
To continue, Google will share your name, email address, and profile picture with Brilliant Sync.
And then I receive a message that says, to continue, Google will share my name, email address, and profile picture with Brilliant Sync.
Selected, English, United States, list start, change language, landmark.
Then I have the ability to change my language. It's currently set to English, United States.
Help, link.
I have a help link.
Privacy, link.
A privacy link.
Terms, link, and footer.
A terms link, and I'm now at the end of the page. I'm going to flick back.
Use another account. Kim Loftus.
To where it shows my name and email address and says I'm signed out. I'm going to double tap this.
Hi, Kim. Heading level 1.
And I get a heading that says, hi, Kim.
Gmail.com.
It then shows my email address when I flick right.
Enter your password. Secure text field. Double tap to edit.
And it wants me to enter my password, which I will now do.
Insertion point at end. Enter your password. Secure text field. Is editing. Character mode.
I've now entered my password. I'm going to tap kind of towards the top of my screen.
Hi, Kim. Heading level. Enter your password. Next button.
And I have flicked to a button that says next. I'm going to double tap it.
Next. You may be shared. Done button.
Now I'm brought back to another done button.
Back button.
I have a back button next to that.
Forward dimmed button.
A dimmed forward button.
Address, accounts.google.
The address that we saw before, accounts.google.com.
Reload button.
I can reload this page.
Share button.
I can share.
Open in Safari button.
I can open in Safari just as before.
Brilliant Sync, heading level 1.
And now I have a heading that says Brilliant Sync.
Wants to access your Google account, heading level 1.
Brilliant Sync wants to access my Google account, is what this is telling me.
At gmail.com.
Next it shows my Gmail address.
This will allow, heading level 2.
And it tells me the things that this will allow if I allow the Brilliant Sync application to access my Gmail account.
Brilliant Sync, heading level 2. Heading level 2. Read, send, delete, and manage your email.
It says Brilliant Sync can read, send, delete, and manage my email.
More info button.
There's a more info button.
Make sure you trust Brilliant Sync, heading level 2.
There's a heading that says make sure you trust Brilliant Sync.
You may be sharing sensitive info with this site or app. Learn about how Brilliant Sync will handle your data by reviewing its terms of service and privacy policies. You can always see or remove access in your Google account link.
And it tells me to review terms and privacy policies and that I can always remove my access.
Period. Learn about the risks link.
There's a link to learn about the risks.
Allow button.
And there's an allow button.
Cancel button.
And a cancel button.
Selected English, United States.
Then we're back to the language and other information we saw on the previous page. I'm going to flick left back to
cancel, allow button.
Allow, and double tap this button.
Add account button.
Now I am back to add account. If I flick to the left
at gmail.com, idle.
I see my account. So here is my Gmail account. And it says it is idle, but it is connected. So how do I sync? If I have information on my Gmail account that I wish to sync, how do I do it? This is how. I can go into application mode on my Brilliant and go into my Notes app. And now I have a notes folder whose title is the same as my Gmail address. So it's my Gmail address at gmail.com. If I go in here, I see two items that are now available to me in this folder. And these are notes that I created at one point. If I wish to sync, I do this through the Brilliant and I press space with S. And the word sync comes up on the Braille display. And that will immediately sync any information I have in my connected accounts. For instance, my Gmail account. Once you have linked accounts, as long as you keep the Brilliant Sync app running in the background on your iDevice, information will continue to sync between your Brilliant and your account. If you do ever need to sync, you can go into your email account's designated folder in Notes in your Brilliant's menu and press space with S to sync. So you can manually sync at any time. If you configure your account through the Brilliant Sync app and your account does not show up, you can go into your Notes folder on your Brilliant, and in the folder structure where you see Local, you can just press the space with S command right there to initiate a sync. This is referred to as forcing the sync. That should make your new account appear. One other note, you do, of course, need a data or Wi-Fi connection on the device to which you are syncing. So this would be Wi-Fi, 3G, or 4G on your device. That way you will be able to sync material successfully from your Brilliant to your device. So we have an account connected. How do you get information to sync between your Brilliant and this account, and vice versa? Before I show you, there's something very important you need to make sure about. I have now opened the Settings app on my iOS device, and I want to move to Accounts and Passwords.
Privacy button, iTunes and App Store button, Accounts and Passwords button.
I'm going to double tap to go in here.
App and Website Passwords button.
From here, I want to find the Accounts and Passwords heading.
Accounts and Passwords heading.
And now I can flick right.
App and Website Passwords button.
There is a button that says App and Website Passwords. Don't worry about that right now.
Accounts, heading.
Next is an Accounts, heading.
iCloud, iCloud Drive, Contacts, Calendars, Safari, and four more, button.
Basically what this section of your iOS settings allows you to do is to grant access to certain information. For instance, I have Outlook here.
Outlook, Mail, Contacts, Calendars, Reminders, Notes, button.
And it says that within Outlook, I can access mail, reminders, contacts, calendars, and notes. It's not in that order, but that is the information that I can access. What I'm basically trying to do here is make sure that the account I just connected using my Brilliant Sync app has access to notes. I'm going to show you why this is important in a moment. So I'm going to move to Gmail.
Gmail, mail, contacts, calendars, notes, button.
Sure enough, my Gmail account has notes access, but if yours doesn't, if you flick to your Gmail account on your iOS device, and when it says Gmail, it doesn't say anything after that about having notes access, you need to go into this. I'm going to double tap.
Gmail, Gmail, heading.
I am put on a Gmail heading, and I want to flick to the right.
Account at gmail.com, button.
It gives my Gmail address, and I can double tap to go into this and find out more information. That's not what I want to do right now, though. I want to flick to the right.
Mail, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Then I can choose which of the following options I want to turn on. I have mail.
Contacts, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Contacts.
Calendars, on.
Calendars.
Notes, on.
Notes is on. If your notes says off and you have just placed any of your email accounts into Brilliant Sync, you can double tap on the notes off toggle to turn notes on. As long as you have your email account that you wish to sync on your iOS device, you can go in and do exactly what I did for Gmail. Go into Accounts and Passwords, find out if your email account has access to notes, and if it doesn't, turn that access on. Now, let me show you the power of this. I'm now going to open my Notes app on iOS. And when this app opens, I have a lot of options in here.
Folders, heading.
I have a folders heading.
Edit, dimmed, button.
I can edit, that's dimmed currently.
Gmail, heading.
Now I have a Gmail heading. This is what interests me.
Notes, two notes, button.
And it says notes, two notes when I flick right. So I know I have two notes available in my Gmail Notes folder. So when you have your Brilliant essentially discovered by your Brilliant Sync app and add an account in the way that we just did, once you make sure that it has access to notes, just like we did with my Gmail account, you should find a folder for that account in your Notes application on iOS, like the one I'm seeing here, although it may or may not have any notes in it. My Gmail folder actually does have notes in it. I'm going to double tap and go into this folder.
Select folders, back button. Notes, heading, edit button.
From here, I can edit my notes.
Search, search field.
Search my notes.
Selected. This is a second tab.
And I can view the notes that are available in this folder. When I came into this Gmail notes folder, I came into a pop-up window. But there's actually more that I can do here if I dismiss this pop-up. To dismiss the pop-up, I need to touch my screen just a little bit under the status bar.
Dismiss pop-up. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window.
And I was able to find the dismiss pop-up. I'm going to double tap that.
Switch to full screen mode, button, notes, back button.
And now it says notes, back button. I'm going to flick to the right.
Delete note, button.
I can delete.
Double, share note, button.
Share.
New note, button.
And the next option is what I want, new note. I'm going to double tap.
New text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
Now I can create a new note.
August 18th, 2018, 3:48 p.m.
If I flick to the left, it tells me my time and date, and there's more information on this screen as well that I will let you explore on your own. Right now, I want to go back into my text field.
Text field is edited.
And I'm going to dictate a note.
Dictate.
Hi, this is a practice note. I'm going to use this note in the module of the Brilliant tutorial where I discuss syncing.
Inserted. Hi, this is a practice note. I'm going to use this note in the module of you bring it tutorial where I discuss syncing.
Okay, that didn't quite work out perfectly, but it's enough to give an idea. So now that I have some text in here, I'm going to tap in the top left-hand corner of my screen.
Notes, back button.
And back out of this note.
Switch, folders, back button.
Now I'm sitting on a back button.
Folders, back button.
It says folders, back button. If I flick right.
Notes, heading.
There's my notes heading.
Edit, button. Search, search field.
I have edit and search.
Selected. Hi, this is a practice note. I'm going to use this and 3:50 p.m. to in the model of you bring it to real wear.
And there is the note that I just wrote. Now, how do I get this note to my Brilliant? I'm going to return to the Brilliant now, go into my Notes app, and into my Gmail Notes folder. And my new note is not showing up in this folder. But if I sync with space S, the Brilliant says sync. And after just a second, my note appears. So now, instead of having two notes in this list, as I did previously, I have three. So you saw the notes in my notes folder on my iOS device within my Gmail notes folder. And now the note is also available via my Brilliant, so I can access it easily. Let me show you the reverse of this process. Using my Brilliant, I can go to my notes app and then select my Gmail folder. And I can create a new note with space in. And I can say, hi, I love the ease and convenience of creating notes on my Brilliant that then sync seamlessly with my Gmail account. And I'm going to press space E to save and exit this note. Now, if I turn my Brilliant switch to terminal mode, it should sync that note with my Gmail notes folder. Let's find out if it has.
App switcher. Notes. Swipe up with three fingers to close. Folders. Heading.
I have reopened my notes app on iOS. I'm on the folders heading, and if I swipe right a few times.
Edit. Gmail. Notes. Gmail. Heading.
And here's my Gmail heading. I can swipe right to find out information about what's in this folder.
Notes. Four notes. Button.
And it says I have four notes in here, which means it looks like it's synced. Let's go inside and find out.
Select folders. Back button.
I've double tapped to go in. I have a back button. And if I flick right.
Notes. Heading.
There's my notes heading and.
Edit button.
An edit button.
Search. Search field.
A search box.
Hi. I love ease and convenience of creating note. 6:01 p.m. No additional text. Actions available.
And there is my new note. It's reading me the first few words of that note. And it says no additional text, but if I go in here...
Select switch to full screen notes. Back button.
I should be able to read this note. So I double tapped. I've entered the note. And if I flick right...
Delete note button.
I can delete this note.
Share note button.
I can share it.
New note button.
I can create a new one.
August 18th, 2018, 6:01 p.m.
There's the time that I wrote the note.
Hi. I love ease and convenience of creating notes on my brain that then sync seamlessly with my Gmail account. Text field. Double tap to edit.
And clearly I didn't do a great job typing that note because I was typing it in a hurry. But it gives you an idea. I was easily able to reverse the process and send a note from my Brilliant to my notes folder on iOS. A few things to remember about the syncing process. When you have your Brilliant in terminal mode, after having connected an account through your Brilliant Sync app, everything should just automatically sync. Your notes should go to your Brilliant, and the notes you created on your Brilliant should go to your synced accounts. This is the case as long as you have the Brilliant Sync app for iOS open in the background. So as long as it is in your iOS app switcher, everything should work. Now, if you power down your phone and power it back on, you may need to end that app from the app switcher and restart it if you find that syncing is not occurring automatically. You can only do a manual sync from your Brilliant. And if you want to do this, you can go into the notes folder which you wish to sync on your Brilliant and press space with S to sync. If you have a lot of notes in there, please be patient and don't interrupt the process. Also, if you do need to stop syncing for any reason, you can press space with C to stop the sync. Here's another really cool thing. I have my Gmail account syncing with my Brilliant. I now have a notes folder in my actual Gmail account that includes any notes that I have written, either on the Brilliant or in my notes folder on iOS. So that is yet a third way I can access that information. So when you grant permission for your email account to use notes, you too should have a notes folder now in your email account where you can find this information. So you can find it on your computer, you can find it on other devices, wherever you have your mail account configured, that information should be there. What happens if you leave your college or you leave your job or you change email addresses for any reason? Under those circumstances, you may want to delete that account from your Brilliant. Well, you can do that. I'm back in the Brilliant Sync application.
Brilliant Sync heading.
And there's the Brilliant Sync heading. I can flick right.
Brilliant device heading.
There's the Brilliant device heading.
Connected.
And there's the name of my Brilliant device, which I masked, and it says connected. If I keep flicking right.
Accounts heading.
There's my accounts.
At gmail.com, idle, last synced on, 8/18/18, 6:02 p.m.
And there is my Gmail account. It tells me that it's currently idle, and it tells me the date and time on which it was last synced.
Add account button.
And if I flick right again, there's add account. But let's go back to the Gmail address.
At gmail.com, idle.
If I double tap this.
Alert, edit account button, edit account button.
I can edit this account.
Disable account button.
I can disable it.
Delete account button.
Or I can delete it.
Delete account button.
And those are the options I have available. So I can remove this email address if I need to do so.
Dismiss pop-up.
And I tapped kind of in the middle of the screen to see the dismiss pop-up dialog, and I'm going to double tap that.
Selected at gmail.com, idle, last.
And I've tapped on the screen with two fingers to silence speech. So that is a demonstration of how you can remove email accounts that you no longer need or want to sync. Just a reminder, local notes, in other words, notes in your local folder on your Brilliant, cannot be synced. They are, as the name suggests, local to your Brilliant device. I hope these demonstrations give you an idea of the real power of this process, and that you find lots of creative ways to use it to enhance the efficiency and productivity of your life and work.